Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the first Saturday AM Live of 2023. It is a new me in 23. And if you don't like that slogan, we'll come up with another one and pass it back. But Rita's the one that shared that with me. I like it. It's not a resolution theme. It's simply an adaptation, and I'm going to read it to you. Okay, Hattie Jane, you have to take a break from playing the game because you're going to lose focus, lose out on everything that the three ladies that I've asked to share this morning are going to talk about. Because having a wellness subscription, I'm going to get straight to the point here. Most of us have a wellness subscription. A lot of us still call it an auto ship. But if we're to really excel in a new year and get things off on the right track, I have listened to so many commentators and people that I respect and spoken to so many people this week that it's kind of a fresh start. It's what we do as human beings. They're like, okay, let's regroup. And as I put in my email, a lot of people, they make resolutions. And by now, by the 7th, 8th, 10th day of the month, they're done. It's like we don't have any follow through for some reason. But I want to go back all the way, and I read this every year, and it always hits about the end of the first week. I don't know how that works, but it simply says this. The days keep passing by and every vision fails. That's actually, it's in the ancient writings in the book of Ezekiel. And the premise is, it's so funny when you look at it in context, because the premise is, what idiot came up with that proverb, that slogan? We need to put a stop to that. And when I was looking back over my notes from the leadership summit, Luis put up the first image that he put up on the screen during that event on day two, said this: what's coming this year? Well, that's up to us to decide. So increase my team, increase my wealth. I literally, when I heard that, I saw that slide and I heard him say that, I thought, we've got to go all the way back to something that I did. And this is not about Vance and what I did, but I was following my sponsor's lead, my parents. And they said, look at you, you got to get on this wellness subscription thing. And the reason why was twofold. If you joined as a wellness consultant, most of the people listening to Saturday AM Live are wellness consultants. But there's two main reasons, and I've asked three ladies to share their reasons and what they're doing with it. But number one, again, ancient writings, you go all the way back to the Ten Commandments. There's actually 11, if you didn't know this. And some of you are going, okay, well, that's not biblically sound. Where is he getting that? The 11th commandment says, thou shalt not pay retail. Okay, that's the King James. All right, that's very, okay. You don't want to have to pay retail if you don't have to. I don't know anybody that says, I don't want to get it at a discount. Matter of fact, I want to pay more than what they're charging at Walmart, or more than what they're charging at the grocery store, or more than what Amazon charges. I want to pay more. Nobody says anything as stupid as that. Okay, so that's number one from a consumer standpoint. But from a consultant standpoint, the reason to have an auto ship, and this is what my parents drilled into me, is you're never going to miss a check every single month. And again, it was different 30 years ago, but when Stacy and I enrolled in the wellness subscription program, again, different name back then, but that's what we call it today, so that's what we're going to call it. The idea was, this way we're guaranteed, we are absolutely guaranteed that we're going to have a base minimum of what's required. Doug and Larry, both gentlemen who were playing the game with me this morning, they both own businesses. They've both been in business for years of their life. And they will tell you, if you don't have products, if you're not a product of the product and you don't have products going out, you don't have a business, period. And why not consume your own product? It's a great example. But so again, quick review. Rule number one, or reason number one, is you don't want to pay retail for it. And that's what a wellness subscription allows us to have. And then secondly, it's product of the product, you guarantee. And if I had to total up, I can't do the math really quick, so I'm going to cheat and I'm going to use a calculator. Hang on 1 second, I should have done this already and had it multiplied out. But let's see, 27 times 12 equals times, I'm going to say 200. Okay. We set up our wellness subscription in August of 1995. So I joined in 1992. So I'm just going to say we've had a wellness subscription for 27 years. If I say the average during those 27 years was $200 a month, that's $64,800 in volume. Who would not want a consultant underneath of you, or even a customer, that's going to generate nearly $65,000 in volume? Who would not want that? Okay, my last point is this. I'm looking at, and I had to put my glasses on and turn on the light so I could read this. I'm looking at my True Elements bottle of, or container, the little glass container of moisturizing face cream. I don't know what the cost is on this, but I dated this when I opened it, and I dated it 6/10/22. Well, that was basically 6 months ago, right? 7 months ago. This little bottle, whatever it cost me, this little glass decanter lasted me basically 7 months. This is the lotion that I put on my face at least once a day after I use the toner. Why does Vance do that? Because there's a little bit of vanity in all of us. And I love it when I bump into people that I haven't seen in a while and they say the same thing that they say, that everybody says of Nikan Wellness Consultants and active customers who are using the whole wellness home and as many products as they possibly can. How do you stay looking so young? It's so simple. If we take care of this body by utilizing a wellness subscription and putting the things on it, it's going to take care of us. So on that note, we're going to start out, we're going to go in a really kind of interesting order. And we're going to go in alphabetical order according to last name. So here's how it's going to play out. Mary Bowser, Julie Clark, and then Karen Willens in alphabetical order based on last name. Okay. So Mary, if you can hit *6 on your phone pad there, on your phone, there we go.
I'm here, Vance.
Why, Professor Bowser, not only do you and Barry have a wellness subscription, but why do you promote it to other people? I gave you my two reasons. Why do you do it?
In our busy lives, I can't remember to get the water filters or the shower filters or the bottle filters when I need them. It's like, uh-oh, I really need the waterfall. Where is that, you know, the water filter for the waterfall? Having it on a quarterly or subscription, I don't have to think about that. It just shows up. And I always have it when I need it. And that's the fun thing. And I can schedule it in advance. So even if I'm traveling, it's amazing. In January in And then 3 months later, another one shows up, and 3 months later, another one shows up, those kinds of things. I don't have to think about it. And that's what I teach my customers. The second thing is regular delivery of all the nutritionals. Again, I don't have to think about it. And if I'm if I've got it planned right, I never run out. What happens usually, though, is I want to keep a spare on hand so I can share it or I can demo that product. And so I usually try to do that. I also find that for Christmas, they make great stocking stuffers for the kids. They can always use a bottle of Immunity or a bottle of lactoferrin. The other thing is shipping. To get it to my house, first of all, that's a switch. I have to use my office address. But one of the things that I can do if I need a wrist wrap or I need something like that's real lightweight, rather than paying a separate shipping charge, I can just add it to my already set in order. It might not necessarily get the discount, but at least it's added in there with and it fills in the shipping cost. So that's the other thing I can do is I can keep up my supply of the lightweight products just by easily adding them to the regular order. Those are my four reasons.
I think I asked you for two and you gave me four. So let me ask you this question. I want to go back to something you said about your customers, your consumers, especially when you led with the filters, which could be air or water, the waterfall, the showerhead, but especially the quarterly for the waterfall. And I want to just play devil's advocate with you, and if that's okay. What do you say to a waterfall customer who says, do I really need to change that waterfall filter every 90 days?
Well, one of the things that I also do is a shameless promotion for our Happy Hydration Hour that's every Friday, 7:30 Eastern time, and say, come on and listen to all the reasons why you're doing great water, but also why it's very important to change the filters. And so when they buy a waterfall, I get them set up with the the wellness subscription that's going to be appropriate for them.
And you can set that up. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, you set that up when they buy the water system. And that's a trick I learned from Ruth Lowe, who has one of the most amazing wellness subscription pack orders. She knows exactly every month how much comes in from wellness subscriptions. And can accrue to the point where she's winning the incentives just by based on a lot of what she's done with the wellness subscriptions. So that's a cool goal of mine. It'll take a while to get there, but when you sell waterfall, also have them sign up for the wellness subscription so that the filters come automatically.
Well, I think it was Luis about a year ago, or maybe more recently, Luis Kasuga, global president of NECAN, said it this way. He said, we are losing millions of dollars worth of filter orders because we're not setting people up on wellness subscriptions and or we're not following up with our own customers. And this is the way to eliminate that. It's so simple. Mary, one other question. When you look at you didn't answer my question, by the way, the person, other than you said if you educate yourself, it's, and I like a shameless way to get you to do that. Something that somebody shared with me, I didn't come up with it, but it was really simple, and it makes sense to guys, to men. Simply, hey, you've got a car that requires an oil filter change every 3,000 to 5,000 miles, depending on the make and model. If you drive a Mini Cooper, those are every 14,000 miles. But Mary, on your car, what kind of car do you drive?
A Kia Optima.
Okay. how often are you supposed to change the oil on that? Every 3,000?
I'm at every 5,000.
Every 5,000. Okay, so same as our Toyota RAV4. Would you ever say something as stupid as this? And you know where I'm going with this. Would you ever say, "Oh, come on, I could probably go 10 or 15 or maybe even 20,000 miles in between oil changes." Yes. Would you do that to your Kia?
Never, because my dad was a car mechanic, and that was drilled in my head from the time he took me out to the garage and made me change my own oil. So, that's not something everybody goes through, I can grant you. But yeah, not only do I change the filters in my car, but yes, I change the filters in the house regularly because it's important. And you mentioned the air filters. Those have become so important to us, with everybody having not only COVID to worry about, but now this RSV, respiratory disorder, whatever condition, that's caused who knows why, how, but those air filters in our house are so important. And I notice that when we have company over, the one in the room where the company is always running higher. everybody's thing is working.
Does that mean you the company you invite over, they might be foul or something? Is that why it's working? Or what?
Just cleaning the air. Everybody
hey,
has
me,
stuff with pet
yeah,
dander.
I know. Yeah.
Just stirring up the dust around the house.
I'm not gonna let you in on a little secret, but Mary, you know who Dave Balzer is, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, our family got the privilege of having dinner with him and his wife, Sarah, a couple weeks ago, now 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks, whenever it was, 5 hours. 5 hours. And as him and I were just talking, you know, and we're walking around the house, the girls were doing their thing. This was before dinner. He showed me an air filtration system that was, I think it must have been a prototype, but it's actually said Nikon on it. It's one I've never seen before. And by the way, little teaser, spoiler alert, Dave Balzer, I'm hoping to have him with us to do 2 weeks back to back, 2 Saturdays back to back. But what you just said, and he wasn't making a medical claim. And I know we think, okay, if COVID and all these other respiratory, the flu, the common cold, all these things are airborne, they get in the air. If we can utilize the air units that we own, I mean, this is one of the most premium HEPA filters that, and what Dave kept talking about to me was, he said, man, it's not just cleaning the air. That's one of the main things. But when you have a unit, and he got so passionate about it, he said, when you have a unit that produces what these things produce, what the Japanese describe as the vitamins of the air, you don't have to. We don't have to go into the actual term, because the FDA has asked us not to use those terms, but talk about what other cultures do it. But he was so adamant and passionate. He said this air unit became a lifesaver to Sarah and I during COVID, when we were in lockdown, because they both were required to work from home. And he said it was a lifesaver. And I thought, if you don't have the filters changed regularly, if you don't have them on a wellness subscription, and Mary, like you said, you just put them on it. So anyway, brilliant. Thank you. Okay, let's jump to Julie Clark. Again, we're going in alphabetical order. We started with Mary Bowser, then Julie Clark, and then we're going to finish with Karen Willens. So, Julie, there we go.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, loud and clear. Julie, I know you and I have talked about this many times. You have a few people. Do you want to be as bold as to tell us how many people you have on wellness subscriptions?
It keeps changing because I've lost a few people, unfortunately. But around between 15 and 20. Like I try to, I keep trying to go over 20, but it seems like it stays in the 20 area, which is fine because at the beginning of my time with Negan, I wanted to make sure that I built a foundation and realizing that to move up, you needed the volume and the consistency of it. So I found that the easiest thing to do is to have wellness subscriptions because that becomes residual. It's either monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly. I have a few that are quarterly that happen to come in this month, which made it really nice. It's always a surprise when I get the notices from Negan that your customer placed an order, which I love. But the wellness subscriptions are convenient, and it gives you a consistency to your business with that residual income. And I like that you can adjust them as needed. I find that many people forget to take their supplements. So a 2-month supply quarterly often works out perfect for people because it accounts for the times that they forget to take it. And then if they need it sooner, they always call me to adjust it to come sooner. But I find that for a few people that are my forgetful customers, the 2-month supply quarterly works out well. Other customers like paying every other month. They get a 2-month supply every other month to save on shipping, which works out for them. So I always like to talk to people to find out what their needs are, and then I match what I can do with Negan for them according to their needs. But the wellness subscriptions become the foundation of your business. And, you know, I'm trying to teach my new people to do the same thing. And it's just a process. It takes time. It takes a while. And so you need to have lots of patience and persistence. But, yeah, we've been on auto ship since we started. And I adjust as needed. Right now, I have a little cold coming on, which I almost never get, so I don't know where that came from. But I will be upping my lactoferrin and my immunity. And I always keep extra on hand, especially of those things. So when I meet someone that really needs it and can benefit, I often gift them with their first supply in hopes of getting them as a customer. My newest customer loves the clarity because she was having brain fog in the afternoons, and she texted me that it's also helping her allergies. So she's really a happy customer. She's just trying it now, so I'm waiting to put her on the wellness subscription along with a couple others in my funnel that I'm working with. So,
hey, Julie, I have to go back to something you said, because Ruben on the kickoff call, I think the term they used was he did it so fast, spear tip. And basically, okay. Well, you can, like me, you can go back to listen to the recording because I want to clarify it. But basically what Negan is going to do, because they understand the value of a wellness subscription, as far as residual volume, residual income, just it's the right thing to do. You know, as we've all learned, let food be your medicine, let medicine be your food. Okay, Hippocrates. Okay, it just makes sense, right? I did quote that correctly, right? I used to say Aristotle, but I think it's Hippocrates. Okay, so let's just leave it at that. Here's my point. As you have been modeling, as you said, when somebody starts their wellness subscription, you go ahead and give them a bottle. that investment into somebody, and I'm going to do the same thing today, that we've had people, both underneath my mom and dad, my parents' wellness subscription people, and then our customers, I ordered a bunch of extra stuff during last month, and then in our wellness subscription that just arrived yesterday, and I'm going to be giving our people, I didn't do anything for them, Elite, but I'm going to be giving them several of the items that they go ahead, that they've been purchasing all year long, because I can see what their purchasing habits are, and this is going to be my gift. Niken is going to be doing the same thing with people who purchase, like, for example, a Nature Rest Fit. They're going to throw in a bottle, and again, I don't know all the specifics. Ruben went over it so fast. They're going to be giving them a bottle of, like, let's say, lactoferrin or immunity, or, as you said, you know, you've got a customer who experiences brain fog, so mental clarity. You know, it's setting them up. Grocery stores do this all the time. Hey, when you're buying this, you might want to consider this, or when you buy this, you get this free. So it's a brilliant idea. Julie, that was more of a statement. That wasn't a question. But when you do that, what's the response of your customers when you automatically say, hey, since you're deciding to invest in a wellness subscription, I'm giving you this. What's the response you typically get?
Well, they're very happy, obviously. They are surprised that I would do that. But and I don't do it to everyone. I do it to the ones that I think are important for me to do it for. But my why is that I like to help people, and that's how I can help people. And when they see the difference, then it makes them more apt to join as a customer or to join as a partner. And plus, I like to stress that with a wellness subscription, you get a better price. It's 10% less, and that makes a difference for a lot of people. But 10% less.
As I said at the beginning, I haven't met anybody ever in my life that says, no, I don't want a discount. I want to pay more than full price. I have yet to meet anybody with a brain that would ever say something as stupid as that. Everybody wants a discount. Some people forget to ask, and I love the way Brody Craney talks about wellness subscription, is present it to them. Give them that opportunity up front and say, hey, let me just tell you about a little insider trade secret here. You know, everybody wants a discount, and there is a better way. And you haven't asked if there's a better way to get a discount, but there is a better way. Again, grocery stores do this all the time. Why is Dollar General and Dollar Tree so successful? Is because there's a lot of staple items that you can get there. Some people won't shop there, and that's understandable. I get it. I understand. Julie, thank you. I want to switch gears to our final guest. And actually, there's a fourth one that's waiting in the wings, and she may jump on here. But I didn't talk to her in advance. But Karen Willems wrote one of the most amazing emails. It's a blog. Karen, you gave some phenomenal reasons why not so much starting off the year right, but giving some phenomenal simple reasons to remember why and we should maintain our weight, why it's easier to drop weight when we're making nutritional habits. I read that, and I don't remember if you had 10 points or if there were 8 points, but I went, oh my goodness, thank God that we've had a wellness subscription for as long as we had. And I need, as Julie just pointed out, we need to help other people understand the value. Karen, you just went gold. Congratulations, a week ago. Talk about why you have an auto, almost slipped again, why you have a wellness subscription and why you promote it with your customers and, as Julie said, your team members, your consultants.
Oh, thank you on the compliments on my blog, and thank you for the congratulations going gold. I learned from my mentor, Ruth Lowe, years ago, authorship is our salary, or wellness subscriptions are our salary. And I would agree with her, okay? It's been very beneficial because I see calm every month. I know I have money coming in, and I know when I have it coming in. It's also very simple. It makes it easy. It's also cost-effective. And I live, I'm going to let you guys in on one of Karen's secrets here. I live by the motto, it has to be simple to do, easy to understand, cost-effective, time-efficient, organized, fast, and fun. Okay? If it doesn't meet those criteria, people won't do it. So it's easy for people. Okay? I have a couple people with autoships or wellness subscriptions for their filter cartridges for their waterfall. They're just automatic every 3 months. And everybody else is on nutritionals. And I don't know how many there are because some of my customers have signed up as consultants now. So all of my consultants, I shouldn't say that. Let's see, 1, 2, 3 of my consultants have wellness subscriptions. And they like saving the extra 10%. And yes, you referred to my blog, Vance. And I'm sorry, I'll go back to my customers. Some of them have a quarterly, some of them have a bi-monthly, most of them will have a monthly. And it's mostly because it makes it easy, and they said save 10%. But what I do with those customers particularly is I will contact them. Those are people I know. And I will say, hey, how are you doing? And what's nice about that is that I can keep in contact with them. And sometimes they're not feeling real well. And I'll say to them, oh, well, why don't you do this? And then I'll ask them, oh, do you have this product? And it could be a technology. And basically what it does is it interests them in a different technology that they could benefit from. You know, as we all add years to our life one at a time, they creep up on us and things happen that we may not like, and usually we don't. So they don't realize when we first meet them the need for this as a preventive. And I love prevention. I'm a retired dental hygienist. We talk prevention all the time. And so it gives me the opportunity once they've got there. Here's another Karen philosophy. There are, and I have to pull this up. It's in my PowerPoint, so I want to make sure I get it right for you. Okay, there are 3 ways to address health and wellness. First way is we can ignore the body's signals. Most of us do that. Okay, eventually it will catch up with you. The second way is we can work on fixing the problem when you don't feel well. That's when it's caught up with you. The third way is prevention. And people don't realize that because they're not prevention oriented. For me, I'm prevention oriented, but I've also been there over 30 years ago. I did not like the signals and I did not like fixing the problem because it takes twice as long, literally. And so it's so much easier to prevent it. But people don't understand that. And so I just am patient with them. And when I call them and I find out that they're not feeling well, then guess what? They have the opportunity to either increase their nutritionals or increase their technology items that they have, or both. But I can offer them a solution. And when they do increase their nutritionals, I offer them the 10% off. And they like that, especially these days because of inflation, and the predictions are we're going into a recession. So everybody likes the 10% off. And you were referring to my blog. Yes, I do have some tips in there. I like education. I'm a teacher, basically. I have a master's degree in education, so I am a teacher. And it's like, I've learned these things. Why wouldn't I want to share? I share and you can. I learned that. Why wouldn't I want to share other things? And I just did a connect with somebody out east yesterday. She and I are of the same mind. And it was so refreshing to me to meet someone who enjoys health and wellness and wants to educate the population. So that's what I like to do. So I'm sticking to it.
Karen, you mentioned several things, but one is, I don't know the exact words you use, but we all want to live lives of longevity. I don't know if those are the exact words you use, but that's what I heard you say. And I mean, because nobody, I don't care how sick they are. You'd never hear somebody say, well, I want to die an early death. No, nobody ever says that. And going back to that thing I quoted that I started with out of, Ezekiel, that every vision fails. No, people don't say things like that. I found it interesting. You live in La Crosse, Wisconsin, which is cold this time of year. Winters are hard. The Green Bay Packers have one of the strongest, most faithful, supporting crowds.
Those
it's very
people
difficult.
Are nuts, okay? I've seen them at the games when it's 20 below. They're nuts. I'm sorry.
They're nuts. They're resilient. But here's what I found fascinating, and it's apropos to this topic. I found an article this morning. It came up, and I don't know how these things come across my phone, but you've probably never heard of this gal, but her name is Bessie Hendricks of Iowa, just right near you, okay? And she passed away this week, and it's believed she's the oldest person in America at 115 years young. 115! Okay, that's more than twice my age at 54. But I thought, there's got to be some secret to living
yes.
that long, right? So
yes.
here's her secret. I found it in the article. She said this. When she was 112, she told the Fort Dodge Messenger, that must be the newspaper, the secret to her longevity. Work hard, stay away from doctors, and make sure to enjoy sweets like a delicious piece of pie or a slice of birthday cake. And I thought, this is exactly what Karen puts in her blog, that the doctor of the future will be the one who doesn't prescribe medicine. Who was mm-hmm. the one that said that? Who's the quote? Who's that quote by?
I think it was Thomas Edison. Hang on one
yes,
second.
Yes, exactly. Me... No, you're right. You're right. I wanted to make sure.
The doctor of the future will give no medication, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease.
Right. And I missed we have a local naturopathic physician. He's building a huge clinic just up the road from us. And a lot of people say, oh, yeah, that, Heiner, and he's kind of way out there with Eastern medicine. The guy is brilliant. And he's
mm-hmm.
building this world-class, naturopathic facility right here in our little small town. And he's got the backing of some major investors. And so locals are like, oh, what? But again, we need to be attractive to, and Marty Jeffries taught us this in the ICANN Attitude course, we need to be attractive of those people who are like Bessie Hendricks, who says, stay away from doctors.
Uh-huh.
And I think that one of the best ways to do that is have a wellness subscription, enjoy it. And I love the way your attitude of it. It's got to be fun. It's got to be simple. It doesn't need to be complicated. They're really not complicated at all. It's very fun to set it up. It's very fun to maintain it. By the way, another little spoiler alert, I'm looking at the cover of it. I've sent it to a few people. If you want to see the cover of Randy Rolfe's new book that's coming out soon, let me bring it up so I can quote it by title. and then I'm going to be on the same page. But Randy is brilliant, and those of us who tune in on Tuesday nights to what I call the Tuesday evening encounter, she takes the lead on the nutritional aspect, and I have it right here. I just have to find it. Here it is. Randy Rolfe, The Single Ingredient Diet. Transform your relationship to food in just 21 days. It's a beautiful book. Several of us had the privilege of writing an endorsement for it. And how does that apply to having a wellness subscription? Well, we can't get everything we need, even if we're eating 100% organic. I eat a salad almost every day for lunch. Why? Because I love real food. In the past 2 days, to boost up my protein level, I put a whole avocado on top of my salad that I ate for lunch. Karen, I think you mentioned this in your blog as well, which falls right into supporting a wellness subscription. How do we start the day the best way? Well, with a high protein, easily digestible breakfast. That doesn't mean eating steak and eggs. That means using the Vital Balance, which is so simple to do. If I can, and I'm going to put her on the spot, and my goal was to do this in under 35 minutes, so I apologize for not reaching that goal. But Nancy Cosman, by the way, thank you, Karen. Nancy Cosman, and I did not ask her to share, so if she shares, great. If she's on the line and she wants to, wonderful. She said something to me a few days ago about why her and her husband have a very high wellness subscription. And Nancy, would you mind sharing that with the group if you're with us?
Sure. I don't mind sharing it with the group. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was off mute. Actually, our wellness subscription is feeding three people. I actually also just fell across a quote, die young, as late as possible. I think that was Maury from Tuesdays with Maury. I didn't write down who it was, but I'm pretty sure that's who said that. And I love it. What I was referring to when you and I were talking last week, so many people who are friends, several have died, but others who are still living are on multiple prescriptions. Do you notice the similarity between the words subscription and prescription? Maybe prescription came because you're preventing taking prescription? I don't know. Anyway, and I remember many, many years ago, at least 20, 25, for some reason, Marty went to pick up my prescription at the pharmacy. It was before mail order, obviously, and I'm on one prescription. I will be for the rest of my life because I have no functioning thyroid since I was a child. But he came home and he said, do you have any idea? He was sitting there waiting for his turn to get mine. And he said, do you have any idea how many prescriptions people get at the pharmacy? It just blew him away. He's on none. I'm on one. And every time he goes to, every beginning of a new year at the doctor's and they give him a form to fill out, they call him back, but Mr. Cosman, you didn't fill in your prescriptions. And he says, I'm not taking any. And sometimes the doctors chuckle when they see the list of supplements we take, and that's their challenge, not mine. I don't want to be like some people we know who are immobile, who barely can get around and are in awe of how we get 10,000 steps at least 5 days a week. I'll choose we're doing it.
Yeah, no, and Nancy, I kept thinking about what you said when you said it, and I thought, this is, and I love that quote by, you know, Tuesdays with Maury, you know, die young as late as possible. I mean, it's just, it's brilliant, because this gal that I don't even know in Iowa, 115, it's a big deal. But I think her key, and I'd love to, I think it'd be fun to track down some of her family members. She's outlived two of her kids, the article said. And she, you know, but having your wellness subscription, and I've known this about you for a long, long time, that you have a wellness subscription that's feeding, you know, more than just you and Marty, and it's substantial. But by investing what you guys are investing every single month, you don't have to spend that on prescriptions, because I have a second cousin who since passed away, but because of his, and fortunately, 28 years clean and sober. But prior to giving up the bottle, as like, and he would tell you the same thing, his story was unbelievable, but he totally destroyed his liver. Completely. And unfortunately, it didn't come back, even with all the we don't call it liver support anymore, whatever we call it. The damage was too far done. And at the end of his life, he was spending $2,000 a month.
Oh my.
On one of his prescriptions.
Ouch.
Ouch. But he didn't have
a choice. That's a lot of booze, isn't it?
Well, and the booze was 28 years earlier is when it stopped. He hit the 28-year mark. But here's my point, and I don't want to get into the negative, but here's my point. Had he known the damage he was doing, I know, because he was a really, really smart individual, I know he would have made better choices. He did, and fortunately, because of Nikan, he extended his life, which he would have been gone a lot earlier. But I remember the last time I was with him, and it was not a fun time, but I remember stopping in and seeing him in the assisted living facility he was in, and he knew I was there, but he couldn't talk because it was very bleak. I'll just leave it at that. But when I thought about what you guys are investing, and you're not spending $2,000 a month, if somebody is curious, but you're spending a fraction of what my friend, my second cousin, Jim, was spending on one prescription. But you're right. As Marty, you know, pointed out, people spend a lot, and some of them get it covered for their insurance. And, but it's like, there is a better way. And
my prescription is free all of a sudden, so I'm thrilled. I watched the price go up from when I started to take it when I was 32 years old.
let me finish this. And this is again, it's not a medical claim, but I received one of the most interesting gifts on Christmas Day, and it was one of those wonderful tests that you take, and it came back positively pregnant. And the girls did not like my warped sense of humor. But yes, it was a COVID Christmas, and I'll talk about this more later. I don't enjoy sleeping on our couch, but it's a very comfortable couch. But once the test came positive, everybody was like staying away from me. I spent more time standing above our Nikan air units and breathing. Literally, I'd put them on high. When we played the game, I was distancing myself from my family, but I'd stand over there, take the mask off. But here's the point I want to make. Addie, our 12-year-old, she'll be 13 next month. She was born immune compromised. Before the words immune compromised ever became a buzzword term in our culture, we have been able to, and again, this is not a medical claim. It just is what it is. We have been able to change her, literally alter her DNA with the Nikan Nutritionals, when all of the medications that our pediatricians prescribed, suggested, the list goes on. One of the greatest things that we heard a few years ago from our pediatrician was simply these words: her low iron levels are no longer an issue. Addie has been taking a lactoferrin and an immunity every day for, I don't even want to tell you how many years. She's 12. She's 12. Okay? She doesn't have, again, and I don't need to go into all the details of why she was born immune compromised. Her mom was HIV positive. Okay? She didn't get the proper nutrition in her first 10 months of life. But we've been able to turn that around, thanks to Nikin. And as a parent, and I would say the influence of both her grandparents, grandma and grandpa, being that they paved the way and were the first to say yes to Nikin, it's made a huge difference. She loves the Vital Balance shakes. I never have to beg her. You know, she has become this amazing little amateur, you know, cook, creating, you know, different types of breakfasts that are high protein and easily digestible and very healthy. And we're teaching her these things. But again, the foundation has always been Nikin. It's always been because of the wellness subscription. We don't run out. We utilize it. And it, as several of you have beautifully said, it makes sense. It's fun. It's easy. I can't endorse it enough. And then I want to, again, finish by something that Nikin is going to be doing. And I think it was called spear tipping or spearheading or spear or something like that. Introducing it kind of on the sly, but just allowing people to see it and really allowing them to understand that there's value in this. And there's no negative. It's all positive. Nancy, I'm going to let you have the last word.
I was just thinking, there's a reason that your family found Addie. If you believe anything about karma or any of that, there's definitely a reason that you are together. And it kind of gives me the chills.
I know statistically the year we brought her home, there were 42 million orphans in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That number today, I'm not going to give it to you because it's so astronomically huge. It mm-hmm. would shock people. It's just unbelievable. We cannot save them all. We cannot bring them all into our homes, but we can make a difference in the ones that we know and change the future. But I agree with you. There's a reason why. And there's so many people's lives that Addie has impacted, and she's completely crazy nuts.
That was my next thought, because you have influenced her to pay it forward.
Yeah, and she does it constantly. So again, mm-hmm. hopefully this has been helpful to everybody. Nancy, Karen, Julie, and Mary, thank you, ladies. I didn't give any of the men any chance other than myself. I wanted to be the only guy, you know, because I'm a little bit narcissistic. but I want to segue this in here because so it gets onto the recording in a little over an hour. You should have received an email. Nancy, did you receive the email regarding the free training? You don't even have to pay to register. It's happening from 9 to 10 today, West Coast time. I think it's 9 to 10. Everybody should have received the email. If you did not, please text me, email me, and I will get it to you. And it simply says this. Let me bring it up right quick here. Nikin Inc., you're invited to find out even more about the new business develop initiatives for 2023. And you don't even have to register. It's just, boom, you push the button and it takes you right in. But it's happening today from 9 to 10. So that's in an hour from now. And then again, next Saturday, I don't know if it's the same thing repeated. I don't know. I've not seen this movie yet. Okay. I haven't even seen a trailer for it. But next Saturday as well, same time. If you did not receive the email for this, please, you're going to want to get on this. And I apologize. I should announce this earlier. But this is all the new initiatives. Sometimes for people like me, it takes us a couple times to really grasp how fun and simple these are. But everything I've been reading, everything I've been studying, already utilizing it to register a consultant, to re-register, I'm sorry. But this is all part of it. And again, the wellness subscription is going to play a huge, huge part of it. So on that note, thank you again, ladies. Thank you for tuning in today. I will have guests lined up. I am working on several right now, including Dr. Madison, the new silver, underneath Alan Sandra Thornton. This gal's bio is unbelievable. She just went silver the last few days, or maybe the last day of December. I'm working on getting her. As I already mentioned, I'm working on getting Dave Balzer to do a two-part back-to-back. And I'm also finally going, he's in Ecuador right now, going to get one of our longest customers. Went to silver and then decided to be a customer instead. Found us several other key people who are with us on the line right now. But Dr. Mark Anthony, it's a different twist, but I know you're going to enjoy it. So anyways, that's who's on tap coming up soon, and I'll have those all lined up. And as always, I want to throw in here, if there is a Seiko Kai, humans being more is a little bit different, which, by the way, that's happening next Saturday as well. Please don't miss registering for that. I haven't yet, but I'm going to be next Saturday, the 14th. And I believe it's from 10 to 2. It's a four-hour session hosted by Jeff Isom, of course. But that's next Saturday, the 14th. Humans being more. What a phenomenal way to start the new year, by going through humans being more, to kind of, you know, as we say, a checkup from the neck up and get things going in the right direction. So again, that's next Saturday. But when there's a Seiko Kai, when there's a Master Day, there will not be a Saturday AM Live. It's too much. Humans being more is different, but it may not be. I may not even schedule somebody next Saturday. So just watch my emails, and then you'll know, and then you're not disappointed when you show up and nobody's there. Oh, and